I think anyone is fair to say, hey, I'm sorry, I woke her up, she's not happy. I think it's fair to say that everyone says they have the best dog in the world, and Haldi clearly was the best dog in the world, but I can tell you that right now, I've got the sleepiest best dog in the world. The sleepy, look at this. It's like a little piglet. Hey, Pet Nation. This week kind of marked a couple milestones in my life personally, and I've been doing a lot of thinking this weekend. Yesterday marked the anniversary on the loss of our dog, Haldi. And as any pet parent out there can understand, there's never a day that goes by that you don't think about your dog. The world received the news that one of my heroes in the entertainment industry, Neil Peart, arguably one of the best drummers in the world, passed away due to brain cancer at the age of 67. I've done a lot of listening to Rush throughout the years, and even more so this weekend. My son asked me, he goes, well, what's with you and Rush? And, you know, as a drummer, I don't know there's any drummer out there that doesn't know who Neil Peart was and, you know, what sort of contributions he made not only to the entire rock genre, but to people like me. My whole style is based on him, and it's funny. So I've been struggling with these two elements of loss this weekend, and I was trying to figure out how to deal with this and, you know, focus on this and look at things. And I came up with this. I was thinking about, okay, so what did both these individuals, what did my dog Haldi and what did Mr. Peart contribute to the world, and how can I or you or anyone learn from that? What I need to acknowledge initially is the big thing here is that it's always a loss. And my heart goes out to the whole entire Peart family, and especially his daughter. His daughter is now 10 years old. Only 10 years old. And there are no words to say that can bring back that loss, or equally important, add to whatever value his presence would be in her life moving forward. So I need to acknowledge that first and foremost. And my deepest sympathies, I'm sure the hearts of a nation, a world, are with you now. What did Haldi do that left an impact on me? The biggest thing I can think of is legacy. For Neil, it's documented. His legacy is documented in the rock archives of 40 years of contributions, both musically, lyrically, are just now digitally remastered and archived in there, and I think that speaks for itself. His legacy remains his children and his family now. What did Haldi's legacy lead to us? Well, it's whatever any pet's legacy leaves with you. They spend two less time in your life, but during that time, you get volumes and volumes of love and joy and humor and companionship, therapy, so many different things. And I am fortunate that I have tons and tons of digital image and video of this dog. And I am overwhelmed that she spent a majority of my son's life with him. And so that relationship is also documented as well. And I'll be honest with you, I probably have more images of the pet pets than people. Probably. Like anyone out there. The other thing I believe that both brought into our lives is what every dog brings into your life. And when I'm scouring these video archives of Mr. Parrott talking about life, they really live in the moment. For him, it was taking advantage of any free time you have and learning and exploring. Basically, for him, it was the human condition. So he would, between the concerts, he would purposely map out areas to go out and explore, whether on a bicycle initially and then on a motorcycle following. He would go to every art museum. He would check out just little areas in town. There's a little corner store in Ohio that said he used to come through all the time and buy his lunch, and they'd have interactions. And he said he was seeking regular human interactions versus those that you get when someone worships you as a rock god, which he was not comfortable with. In the same sense, I think every dog out there lives in the moment, which is why they are basically happy. They always forgive. They never think about the past. And they just enjoy that moment. And you'll see that in any pet you have. And so I think that's something definitely that they contributed to my life and to every pet owner's life, or anyone who's been experienced the wonderful music of Rush. They also kept moving on. So Neil suffered a massive loss in 1997. Within a 10-month period, he lost his 19-year-old daughter, only child, to a car accident. 10 months later, his wife succumbed to cancer. And to have that loss is just unimaginable. And his therapy was to get on his motorcycle and drive 55,000 miles. He wrote about it in a book called Ghost Rider, which I highly recommend you read. So through that period of mourning, which I think was almost, it was years of mourning, he didn't play with the band. He said, consider myself retired. But he kept moving forward, and he said that was his healing process. In the same respect, Holly's origin came from, she was adopted by a husband without asking his family. The wife and the children always rejected her for whatever years they had her. And then they got a divorce and the husband left her with them. And yet, if you met her, you would never know that that was her past. She just kept moving forward. And as much as I learned about how the kids did treat her and not treat her well, she was freaking awesome with all of us and my son. Love kids, love people. A little reactive with dogs, and that's probably my fault, but I think that that's something I can't blame her for. So she kept moving on, and so I think that is something that I learned from her. And finally, it's something that I think that you'd have to just look inwardly for, is that when I look at all the outpourings of thank yous for Rush's contribution and Mr. Parrott's contribution to life, it's like just like me, this guy was, I didn't know him. My only claim to fame is my uncle's accounting firm was their accountant, and I always tell everyone that was Rush's accountant. But Mr. Parrott, his drumming, his lyrics, their interviews, the word graciousness kept on coming up a zillion times. So he was a mentor for someone like me, an inspiring high school student who wanted to be a rock star. Learning the paradiddle on the cymbal, learning Tom Sawyer. Tom Sawyer still is my go-to song for warm-up. All that stuff. And then listening to the lyrics that blew me away. So he was that mentor. In the same sense, Holly's demeanor, her interactions, I really wish my current dog, Chiku, would have had a mentor like Holly on how not to run away and chase things and just chill out about stuff. So that was the mentorship that I think that Holly brought into me, and she was just chill. She enjoyed the moment. So for anyone out there that needs that guidance, to me it was a learning lesson episode to get a mentor. And so that's how I'm going to take this loss and this remembrance of loss this weekend to myself. And I hope this helps you. And remember, everyone, love your pet like they love you unconditionally. Have a great day.